You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with our Legal Corner, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. In a continuing series of sessions, we are once again with Mr. Michael Rubenstein, the owner of the law office of Michael E. Rubenstein, a personal injury practice serving clients throughout Los Angeles and Orange Counties. Prior to graduating Loyola Law School, Michael was ordained as a rabbi by a panel of prominent international rabbis. He uses his unique background as a rabbi and lawyer to help successfully represent his clients in a variety of personal injury matters. Mr. Rubenstein, always great to have you with us on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be back, Eric.
And certainly always good to have you. So, Michael, you advertise yourself as a fighting insurance company, chutzpah. What exactly does that mean?
Eric, chutzpah is a Hebrew word that's made its way into the English vernacular. Loosely translated, it means audacity or gall. But those who know Hebrew know that chutzpah means much more than that. It's one of those things, you know it when you see it. Unfortunately, as a Los Angeles personal injury and auto accident attorney, I see it too frequently.
And that is certainly a shame. Now, can you give us some examples of the sort of insurance company conduct that you are referring to?
Sure. Well, Eric, my first case I ever had, actually, was a rear-end collision on one of the local highways here in Los Angeles. A guy was visiting from out of state. He was on his way to Disneyland, and he didn't realize how bad L.A. traffic can be. So he's getting on the freeway. My clients actually stopped in traffic. Sometimes, as some of your listeners might know, Los Angeles traffic, it can be a parking lot out there on some of the freeways. So my clients completely stopped in traffic while the driver heading to Disneyland is going 60 miles an hour and slams into my client as he's getting on the freeway. So my client's car was understandably totaled, smashed. My client was out of commission for weeks. He went to the hospital. He was missed work for a couple weeks. He hadn't even hired an attorney yet. Then he gets a call from the insurance company offering him $600. You heard that right, $600. So he goes and hires me, and thankfully we got him many, many thousands of dollars more. So that's the kind of conduct I'm referring to. Another recent case of mine involved a three-car collision. Insurance company tried offering very little money to my client. They argued that their driver, who caused the three-car collision, wasn't hurt in the crash, so they suggested that because their driver wasn't hurt, my client couldn't have been hurt. So I presented well-settled California law to them, confirming that their approach has no basis or grounds in the law. It's not justifiable. The relevant inquiry is my client's injuries, not theirs. So when I presented this information to them, they changed their tune. We were able to get a good result for the client. It's absurd, but it's just another stalling and delay tactic in the vast insurance company playbook of trying to deprive good people their rightful compensation. It's all about money with insurance companies. So insurance company chutzpah, as I call it, isn't going away. But you know what, Eric? Neither am I.
I love it, and your future clients will certainly be happy about that as well. Now, I've also heard of surveillance videos and private investigators spying on accident victims. Does that really happen?
That's just another ridiculous tactic, Eric. So to answer your question, yes, it does happen. It used to happen much more, but it still does happen. It's called sub rosa. That's a Latin term. And basically what it is secretive kind of surveillance, videotaping, spying, tailing, if you will, injury claimants. The goal, obviously, is to try to catch the particular injury claimant in the act, so to say, of doing something that they claim they can't do. Naturally, that's very damaging to a claimant's credibility, And so every adjuster I've dealt with has a story of them, you know, capturing an injury claimant doing something that they originally said they couldn't do. It's kind of like gotcha. So these insurance adjusters think that because in the past they may have gotten one such case, naturally they view every case with suspicion, thinking that because the one time they caught someone, so to say, trying to steal from an insurance company, that means every other person who's presenting an insurance claim is stealing too. And you and I both know, Eric, that's just not true.
And as they say down south, that just ain't right. Today we're joined by Michael Rubenstein, owner and founder of the law office of Michael E. Rubenstein, a personal injury law practice that represents clients in Los Angeles and throughout Southern California here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Michael, can insurance company representatives review clients' social media posts as a help?
That's exactly right. Yes, they can, Eric. And it's the reason why sub rosa undercover surveillance is happening less and less. People are putting their entire lives out there on social media, and that's actually helping insurance companies save money because they don't need to hire an investigator. They can just review a client's social media posts. So for example, if a client claims, you know, he has a knee injury and he can't go skiing anymore, then the insurance adjuster sees pictures of the guy celebrating New Year's in Aspen, Colorado on the ski slopes. There's a problem with that, right? So what you put out on your social media is public. Insurance adjusters have told me personally that they scour Facebook and other social media sites for evidence of fraudulent claims. Obviously, like I mentioned before, just because once in a while they catch somebody presenting a fraudulent claims, a fraudulent claim, that doesn't mean every claim is fraudulent. For example, I had a client who's an avid golfer. He hurt his shoulder in an auto accident when he got sideswiped. The adjuster told me he saw Facebook posts of my client hanging out on the golf course. So naturally, the thinking went that, well, your client's on the golf course, so how is he able to do that if he hurt his shoulder? My response, obviously, was, did you actually see videos or photos of my client swinging the golf clubs? He was just there hanging out with his friends sitting in the golf cart, and that's because golfing to him is a very important hobby. It's a very important way to socialize with business colleagues and friends and family. He actually wasn't golfing. He was just hanging out there with his buddies. Now, that went to his emotional distress because he's there at the golf course, but he can't actually golf, which is the reason why people go to golf courses. So it's important to realize that sometimes when accident victims are hurt, their injuries can deprive them of important hobbies. It can deprive them of important mental relaxation and other activities that help them recuperate. So what happened in that case was that the adjuster thought he got me, you know, showing me pictures of the client on the golf course. But in reality, I was able to turn the tables on him and show him that the driver responsible for the collision actually deprived my client of his ability to play golf, contributing to his pain and suffering. So, like I mentioned, he couldn't do what he went to the golf course to do, which was actually golf. So, like I mentioned, a lot of times insurance adjusters think they got you, but with some swift arguing, you can turn the tables on them.
And by those details, it certainly shows us what you're up against, and probably more often than not. If you would, can you give our listeners some parting pointers about dealing with insurance company chutzpah?
Well, unfortunately, Eric, insurance company chutzpah isn't going away anytime soon. As I mentioned before, the adjuster assigned to the case has one thing in mind, money, and how to save the insurance company money. The adjuster won't treat you fairly, but your attorney will, and I treat all my clients fairly, and I don't let them settle for less money than they're entitled to. I'm proud to take the fight to insurance companies. I would be for your Los Angeles area listeners, too. I'll give you another quick example. Yesterday I had a colleague call me down in San Diego. They had a client who was sideswiped a couple months ago. The client's a little bit elderly. Now she's experiencing pain and numbness on one side of her body. They're dealing with a $1 million insurance policy. The attorneys hired experts to say this client needs roughly $3.5 million for future medical care. And in that case, the insurance company offered $75,000. So as you can tell, it's all about money with insurance companies. There's really no human element to it. Like I mentioned, insurance company chutzpah isn't going away, but neither am I.
Mr. Rubenstein, we certainly always appreciate your visits, as you always offer us a wealth of information and advice, and certainly appreciate your valuable time spent with us once again. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about your personal injury law practice, Michael E. Rubenstein, and how they can be in touch as well.
Absolutely. Your listeners can visit my website at rabbilawyer.com, RABBILAWYER.com. I'm also on Facebook at Rabbi Lawyer, I'm on Twitter at Rabbi Lawyer, and I'm on Instagram, hashtag Rabbi Lawyer.
Easy enough. Mr. Rubenstein, thanks once again for joining us, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks again, Eric.
We have been speaking with Michael Rubenstein, the owner and founder of the law office of Michael E. Rubenstein, a personal injury law practice that represents clients in Los Angeles and throughout Southern California. And you can learn more by visiting his website and reading his daily Torque Talk blog at rabbilawyer.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at Rabbi Lawyer, Facebook at Rabbi Lawyer, and on Instagram, hashtag Rabbi Lawyer. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.